For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Recently, there have been a number of media reports looking at the high number of plea bargains that take place in criminal court cases. Our next story takes a look at how plea bargains can sometimes affect those who have drawn jury duty. As Kevin Willis reports, some jury pool members don't sit on a single trial or even have to ever show up in court.
Jury duty. Some people like it. A lot of people hate it. Regardless of their thoughts on the issue, many of those who are called for jury duty won't ever actually take part in a trial. That's at least partly because, for better or worse, so many cases result in plea bargains that are arranged by the prosecutors and defense attorneys ahead of time. Phil Patton is circuit judge for Barron and Metcalf counties. Each Monday, Judge Patton hosts the Barron County Commonwealth's attorney and defense lawyers in his chambers. And more often than not, the prosecution makes an offer to the defense makes a counteroffer, and the two sides eventually come to an agreement that they present to the judge. Last year in Barron County Circuit Court, there were only 5 criminal cases that actually went to trial.
Now, that sounds like a very low number, and it is the lowest number that we had going back 5 years.
Judge Phil Patton.
But the amazing thing is, I go to judicial colleges, or when I was Commonwealth's attorney for 8 years, I would go to prosecutor conferences and find out there are circuits where they virtually never have trials. There are judges who have never had a jury trial.
There are several reasons why so few cases end up going in front of juries, according to Judge Patton. Often, a defendant sees the evidence the state has against him or her, and rather risking a lengthier sentence at the hands of a jury, said defendant takes the plea bargain. Judge Patton says if every defendant accused of a crime decided to go to trial, courts simply couldn't handle the caseload.
There are not enough days that you could have trials without jurors doing nothing during that period but coming to court every day.
In other words, says the judge, if you think people are grumpy about having to serve jury duty now, imagine their reaction if they had to report every weekday during the time period they serve. In Barron County Circuit Court, the jury pool that was selected to serve the months of January, February, and March of this year didn't have to report to court once outside of the one-hour juror orientation. So far, Barron County jurors serving for the months of April, May, and June have presided over one civil trial and no criminal trials. For his part, Judge Patton says he loves trials and wishes there could be more of them.
The police and the law enforcement need to know that it's not enough to arrest somebody. They have to have sufficient evidence to convict somebody. Having jury trials lets them see what a jury expects.
When there is a criminal trial in Barron County Circuit Court, there's a good chance Greg Berry will be involved. He leads the public defender's office that oversees Barron, Hart, Metcalf, and Monroe counties. Berry says, like Judge Patton, he believes in the American jury system. However, Berry adds it's not necessarily his job to go to trial. His job is to get the best deal he can for his client. And if that means accepting a plea bargain, then so be it.
You keep your client's best interests at the forefront of all your negotiations with the Commonwealth. We're trying to get them, if we think it's a case that should be resolved with a plea bargain, we're trying to get them the best plea bargain we can.
Berry oversees 4 other lawyers who represent clients in 12 courtrooms in 4 counties, so he cautions against drawing sweeping conclusions about how many cases go to trial based on a 5-month snapshot in one county's circuit court system. And like Berry, Judge Phil Patton says, while plea bargains may not be perfect, they do serve several worthy functions.
The victim has some resolution. They know the case is resolving. If there's restitution, they know the restitution's going to be ordered. It's a 100% predictable outcome.
And for potential jurors, it's an outcome that's good or bad depending on their viewpoint. Good if they don't want the hassle of having to show up in court. Bad if they want the experience of actually serving on a jury. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.